Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, July 15th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of education news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
State Roundup. Number of homeless students rise, but federal aid is cut. Maryland mandates detention for teens who offend while monitored. The number of homeless students in Maryland has risen by 24% over 6 years due to soaring rents and improved identification of students facing housing instability, while federal funding for homeless services will decrease by 11%. Maryland's Department of Juvenile Services has announced a mandatory detention policy for teens arrested for serious crimes while wearing ankle monitors. Bay jurisdictions are reassessing their cleanup plan for the Chesapeake Bay after falling short of pollution reduction goals. State employees were notified of a buyout program to reduce ongoing personnel expenses. Maryland nonprofits and heritage tourism organizations will receive $4.66 million in grant funds to promote economic growth through tourism. Locust Point residents will see noisy U.S. military ships switch to shore power within 6 months. U.S. Rep. April McLean Delaney criticizes President Trump's budget reconciliation legislation. A federal appeals court overturned former Baltimore State's attorney Marilyn Mosby's mortgage fraud conviction. Edgewood's newest park honors U.S. Army trailblazer Mildred C. Kelly, and activists rally around a Baltimore neighborhood hit by a mass overdose event. MS Dynamics World, MSDW, partners with Item by Item IBI to deliver exclusive online user training for Microsoft Business Applications community. MS Dynamics World has partnered with Item by Item to provide exclusive online user training for the Microsoft Business Applications community. MSDW site members now have access to IBI's comprehensive training library through IBI One, offering over 90 learning paths for core team members, SMEs, and end users. The platform delivers self-paced, video-based courses accessible 24/7 with real-time progress tracking and assessments. This partnership aims to empower Microsoft professionals with the knowledge and skills they need to succeed, aligning with MSDW's mission to provide additional content offerings to its members. iBuy CEO Elif Idem highlights that iBuy One offers high-quality, role-based training in a flexible, on-demand format, allowing professionals to explore and master Dynamics 365 at their own pace. WebCE launches AI-powered chat tutor for securities exam prep. WebCE, a leader in professional education solutions, has launched ChatTutor, an AI-powered learning assistant for securities exam prep. This innovative tool offers instant course guidance, clear explanations, and personalized support to help students study smarter and with greater confidence. ChatTutor provides quick answers to course-related questions, breaks down complex concepts, and enhances retention with personalized learning support. With ChatTutor, students can spend less time searching for answers and more time mastering the material. WebCE's commitment to creating a world-class learning experience is evident in this cutting-edge technology. Visit webce.com to explore these innovative securities exam prep courses today.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.